This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Recently, I shared with you, somebody had asked me, what's been some of the interesting things that have happened when you baptize people? I told some interesting things about dropping a weightlifter, a guy who could lift 700 pounds, and I just put him back in the water. He was so broad-shouldered, I just said, goodbye. God bless you. You know, because I couldn't hold on to him. And that's one of the true stories that have happened to me. But somebody followed that up and said, what interesting things have happened in terms of people coming forward at a service? Nobody had ever asked me that before. And I instantly, for some reason, the first thing I thought of was a Sunday where an 8-year-old boy came down this side of the aisle at a church and an 80-year-old man. They didn't know each other, but they both met in the center, and both of them were there to give their lives to Christ. An 8-year-old boy and an 80-year-old man, not knowing that the other was coming. I mean, folks, there wasn't a dry eye in the church as people, I just had them stand together. An 80-year-old man and an 8-year-old boy together say, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and I accept him as my Lord and Savior. And then we baptized both of them. You talk about an emotional Sunday, that was. I remember seeing three generations come forward, a grandparent, a parent, and a child. And that was interesting because I knew of all the baggage that was in the grandparent's life and the parent's life, and then the innocence of that child coming saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. What an interesting moment. But the most interesting response to an invitation, I think, was in Dallas, Texas. Gave the invitation, and a couple came out from the middle. And I'm not exaggerating this. Annie can verify this. They didn't walk down the aisle. They ran. I have never seen that before. I've never seen it since. But this couple, husband and wife, holding hands, just ran down the aisle. Like this is something we got to do right now, right this second. And I leaned over to the husband as they got to the front, and all I said to him was what I say to people everywhere I've been. Why are you coming? Honest to goodness answer, he whispered to me, we don't know. We just want to be a part of what's going on here. I choked up with emotion. I've never heard anyone say that. Why are you coming? We don't know why we're coming. We just want to be a part of this. I want to suggest to you that there was something in that man's spirit and that woman's spirit that they sense there's something lacking. And here's a place where we can connect with something larger than ourselves. Here's a place that we can find some hope. Here's a place we can find some forgiveness. I don't know all the history behind their running down the aisle. But isn't it interesting? Today we study a man who ran to Jesus, fell at his feet, and then here's the sad thing. He walked away. He walked away. You may want to run toward Jesus, but make up your mind today, I'm never going to walk. I am not going to do what he said. I'm not going to walk away. I'm going to be faithful until death. Faithful unto death. This was not a sermon about telling you to give up, sell everything you have, realign your wealth. It's about realigning your heart. It's not about changing your financial history. It's about changing your relationship with the God who made you through his son. I remember on that Saturday after 9/11, the New York Times website listed 4,700 people who were missing. And I looked at the ages and they were all in their 20s and 30s, few in their 40s and older. Most of them 20s and 30s, young urban professionals, young rich rulers, to use that analogy. But life was over on that day, September 11, 2001. Lord, we don't know the hour. We don't know the day for any of us. Life is tentative. It is temporary. Nothing's permanent about this life, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Well, in the seconds we have left this week, we want to remind you of our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed or to find out how you can become a part of the ministry we call Cross Hope Radio. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.